Nestor Eversley, detained various stints, 1969 to 2010s.
This guy came off the street, and instead of sending him to a detox, they sent him to jail. This guy was kicking heroin. He was fucked up. He shouldn't have been there. When they call medication in the afternoon, everybody and their mother gets up to try and get high. Every time they call medication, you get it. If you're going upstate, they cut you off and bring you down. They detox you. You have to suffer. Detoxing was bad. You can't sleep. You're uncomfortable. You're in pain. You're throwing up. It was bad. So I noticed when they said detox, that guy didn't move. I like to help out if I see you're weak. So I went over and asked him if I needed to make a phone call for him. The guy didn't talk. I said, oh, fuck you then. I didn't know his condition or his problem. I told the officers about him because I was in charge of the floor. That night, some of the guys was high and they were up all night. This guy tried to get up and go to the bathroom. He couldn't make it. And he dropped right there. He died right there. That man was on that bed for 8 hours or more. They evacuated all of us and put us in the day room. I could see his bed. I saw when the doctor came and tried to revive him. She came up and put the electric stuff on him, but he didn't come back. After a while of trying that, they declared him dead. The medical thing in Rikers, they are very lax in kindness and in caring. He died from withdrawal. He was in the wrong place. They should have sent him to the clinic. They shouldn't have sent him to a program.